We begin by welcoming in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. And Mayor Kelleher, let's be honest, on the heels of a historic day for our community and the region.
Well, that's certainly correct. Yesterday, of course, we had the construction commencement ceremony, or as the CCC, as I've been calling it, for the Sustainable Beef Project. And then, of course, a little bit later in the day, we had the governor and many other folks, local officials and things like that, out to the rail park area, the old Greenbrier facility, mm-hmm. to celebrate the beginning of that project.
It's a very exciting day. You had the honor of serving as the host and the MC for the Sustainable Beef Ceremony yesterday. It was kind of a fun gig to have, I'm sure.
It was a little bit nerve-wracking. You know, you don't want to say something dumb in front of a bunch of federal officials.
Yeah, in front of the congressman and U.S. Senator and the governor.
Right. I think I successfully avoided it, although I'm
no,
not
you
sure.
did a great job. You
I'm
did a
not
great
sure
job.
Everyone will appreciate my sense of humor.
I always do. And
well, that's good.
The governor, I thought, was laughing louder than anybody, so that's got to be a pretty good feeling. If you can get the governor on board.
That's right. I think we have a similar sense of humor, or at least he's really good at courtesy laughter, one or the other.
Yeah, it was a big day, obviously, and I think my favorite part was when Mr. Berkland and Mr. Jones gifted Mr. Briggs a ceremonial golden shovel for sustainable beef.
That's right, and I think that you know, Mr. Briggs is a very precise person, and I think that took him a little bit out of his comfort zone. But it, in the end, I think it went very well.
This is a big project, too, and was great to see our new 304 venue in downtown North Platte packed. I don't think there was much room available.
I understand there were 300 chairs in there, and there were people standing at the back. So there had
That's
to be
awesome.
You know, approximately 300 people. There was a few open chairs in the audience, but not very many.
Yeah, we had to be well over 300, I would guess.
I would think so, yes.
Looking at the city council meeting yesterday, Mayor Kelleher, it was a packed agenda.
We had quite a few things on there, another marathon public hearing session. We've had a couple of those this year, and we probably will have another one or two before the year's over, I would say.
A couple of big items on the consent agenda that are normally pretty routine, the consent agenda is, and 9 times out of 10, I would say, is approved under one big motion.
That's correct, and the two that really stand out is the new city attorney contract. Mm-hmm. The Bill Trzynski will take over as a city attorney here on the 7th, which I believe is Friday, right?
Yep, that'd be Friday.
Right. So and I'm going to take a moment to thank the Waite McGuaw firm and Terry Waite for his years of service as the city attorney. Mm-hmm. He's done a fantastic job for the city, has significantly improved the role of the city attorney in the time that he's been there, and really, we switched over a cost issue. That's really the only reason we changed right there. So
yeah, we're going from quality attorney to quality attorney, both quality firms as well that we're blessed to have in our community.
That is correct. The other sort of routine activity was the replacement of Rob Stefka on the CRA, mm-hmm. which is the committee that manages the TIF projects, basically, or the financial side and the approval of the TIF projects. And Rob, and I thank Rob too, he spent close to 25 years, if not 25 years, on the CRA. He's
yeah.
one of the original members, been
yeah,
there for a really
say.
Long time. And when Senator Jacobson had to resign from the CRA last spring, I guess it was, mm-hmm. I asked Rob to stay on for a little bit so we could get some other folks kind of trained up to understand the processes. And we're still working through that, but he has said that he's kind of starting his retirement phase in his life a little bit.
Much deserved.
And doing a few things a little slower. And so he felt that his time in the CRA needed to end. And so I'm happy that Joe Staroska, a North Platte native in class of 1992,
award-winning class of 1992.
That's right. They're a barbecue giant in the area. There's no question about that. Anyway, he joins the CRA at whenever the next meeting is. I'm not sure exactly off the top of my head when it is. But at the next meeting, Joe will be there rather than Mr. Stefka.
And again, this ties into something we've talked about quite a bit here on the air, Mayor Kelleher. A big part of the job as mayor of North Platte, and a crucial job as well, is appointing these quality individuals to serve in a variety of capacities. Within the past couple of months, you've appointed a city council representative, a member of the CRA, members of the Planning Commission as well. So several high-profile appointments and of the utmost importance as well.
That's right. And it's actually, I think it's a testament to the changing of North Platte a little bit, or at least the excitement that's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe not the change. Is I'm having people calling me and wanting to volunteer for some of these groups. When I first started as the mayor, I had to sort of call someone and talk them into it.
Pull little teeth.
Well, you know, blackmail. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't really do that. But you know, usually it took a little talking.
A little arm twisting.
And now that there's some things happening in the city, people are, I think, wanting to be part of it. Mm-hmm. And so now I have a list of volunteers for most of the positions, or I have people
That's
filling
awesome.
Out applications saying, hey, you know, add me. I'd like to be on this board. A couple meetings ago, we added two people to the tree board. Mm-hmm. And so we've got some excitement going on in town, and people want to be involved. It's fantastic.
And I think you told us a while ago that you had several people apply to the CRA. Was Joe one of those individuals that had applied?
Yes, I had, when Senator Jacobson resigned, I had, I believe it was 11 people reach out to
me. Oh, wow.
And all very well qualified. You have to be a little bit careful because some people, you got to live in a certain area and,
sure.
and you have to be in town. Think there are some requirements for the different boards, and mm-hmm. a couple times I've accidentally got ready to appoint somebody who lived in the wrong spot or was the wrong
and each board
party or something like that. And so you have to be very careful of that stuff.
And each board's different, too. I know for Planning Commission, for example, one of the planning commissioners can live within a 2-mile radius of the city of North Platte. Commissioner Fudge is the perfect example of that.
That's correct, yes. And there are some other requirements. Like you said, for many of those boards, there's some little subtleties. So you have to be real careful. You mm-hmm. have to call somebody. Where do you live? All that sort of stuff. And anyway, it's a process, but it's an important process. And
very
I
much
think
so.
It's something that it's one of the activities that sets up the community for success in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that are appointed to Planning Commission, the people that are appointed to CRA, and many of the other boards, they're getting involved in city government. Theoretically, they're in training to maybe be city council members someday
sure.
or something along those lines.
Work for Councilman Lucas and mm-hmm. Councilman Bowles.
Exactly. And it's a great training ground because you get a good sense of what happens in city government, maybe without having to be on the firing line quite so much. But it's a great place to understand what's going on and know whether it's something that you want to make a career of or make it part of your life, like those that run for city council.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, moving on to the regular agenda here from last night's North Platte City Council meeting, an early item that may be overshadowed from our marathon meeting is the support of the constitutional amendment for community support of air service.
That's right, and that's something that's going to be on the November 8th ballot, and I would encourage
cool.
people to vote for it, because really what it's about is giving communities the opportunity to help incentivize airlines to provide service at their local airports.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And, you know, right now we here in North Platte are blessed with a really nice service.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are occasional issues, but for the most part, a very nice service with a flight from here to Denver a couple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we'd like to have one every 2 hours, but that probably isn't realistic. So having some air service on a jet that holds 40 or 50 people and takes about 35 minutes to get from here to Denver is a really nice addition to our community, especially when we're trying to grow our community and
Absolutely.
People need to be able to get in and out of town.
That helps grow our community.
Relatively gracefully, exactly. We want to do business here and don't live here. So it's essential to North Platte to maintain a good air service from here to Denver. I would love to see a flight to Omaha and maybe someday we'll have one. But
sure, hopefully.
I think that it's just really essential that we keep air service here. So if we need to do something as a city, as a municipality, to try to incentivize air service, I know that I would entertain that idea. And so
mm-hmm.
hopefully this constitutional amendment will pass, and I encourage people to support it for the purpose of maintaining the air service. It doesn't mean that we have to incentivize them. It just
sure.
means that we could if we needed to.
Puts the option in the playbook at least.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen that sign? I think it's over by Paxton, where it says, like, driving to Denver, if you would have flown, you'd be there already, something like that. And it's so true, too.
I've not seen it, but I've had several people tell me about it.
Yeah, so. I've not seen it personally, but I've heard about it several times. I think Senator Jacobson was the first one to bring it up to me when we were talking about air service when he was the chair of the airport authority. And I thought, man, 30 minutes. It doesn't get much better.
Well, that's true. There is that sort of long walk through the Denver airport when you do that. But
this
maybe adds another 15 minutes to your journey. Still, though, you might beat Ogallala.
Yeah. And with gas prices where they're at, too, it's
that's
even
right.
better.
That's right.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, also last night we had a resolution on the property tax rate for the fiscal year.
That's right. And we decided at City Hall that it wasn't. Normally, we would have approved that tax rate probably in one of the previous budget meetings in
mm-hmm.
September. That would have been the normal process. But due to the 2% tax, what I'm calling the 2% tax hearing that was required there, that was held at McKinley Center last week.
Yep.
I think you attended, didn't you?
I was not there.
Oh, you were not there.
I was
there.
Not there.
Okay.
No.
At any rate, we didn't feel as a council that it was appropriate to actually approve that until we heard from the citizens to understand sure. what their concerns were. And so that's why it was on last night's agenda. And while we're on the subject of that particular meeting, I just want to reiterate some of the things that I really don't believe that law as passed is likely to do what it was intended to do. And I think the intent of that law was to make sure that that's governments at any level were not raising their rates yeah. rapidly and no one had a say in it. And but the
level
truth
of
is,
transparency.
Exactly. But there's a number of hearings for all of those entities. And if you're cognizant of what's going on around you, you'll be aware of those hearings. Now, I don't have any trouble with going to the hearing. It's fine. We sure. have the way that the city does the budget is very logical. It's very conservative. And if
very
you,
transparent you know, as well, I
right,
might add.
Right. And if you watched the city council meeting last night, Mr. Reeker and I had a little exchange about, you know, he expressed his concern about trying to make sure that in future the city budget is doing our very best to control any possible lifts mm-hmm. So that we don't affect the bottom line for the citizens, which obviously is a thing to do. And I
absolutely.
And so I asked Mr. Reeker, I said, well, do you recall what the, I'm summing this up, I'm not saying exactly, but do you recall what the major lifts were in this last budget? And he said he couldn't think of them right off the top of his head. And I said, well, in essence, about somewhere in the upper 70% of the increases to the city had to do with wages and the cost of fuel.
Yeah.
And all of those issues are all based in inflation, which is something that affects everyone.
Absolutely.
And it's one of the main reasons why inflation is so bad. I mean, mm-hmm. just especially on a grand scale and when it happens quickly like it has over the last couple of years, because the people that work for the city are affected by inflation. The city itself is affected by inflation.
Sure.
We don't get any special deals on fuel or wages or anything like that. It's and all of everything the city does, for the most part, is funded by taxpayers in
yep.
one form or another. So it is a big deal when inflation is active. And that's why, as a nation, we need to figure out a way to get this stuff under control. Because anyone who's on a fixed income, anyone who has a relatively low wage, is hugely affected by a 7% inflation.
And I would say, too, Mr. Grosseth, our city administrator, does a great job at holding the city budget in check, tightening the belt. And we have a rich history with that, too, here in the city of North Platte. You can attest to that with Mr. Kibben and then with Mr. Hawks, our longtime city administrator, mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, that's true. And this year, we were able to resolve some things in the budget that had been issues for many years. Mm-hmm. One of them, of course, is the cash reserve, but one of the others is simply the pay rates for policemen in particular. I mean, North Platte was really lagging behind, and it was contributing to why we were down almost 25% of our police force.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when talking to some of the policemen, they said, well, generally, you know, they couldn't remember a time where we weren't down two or three people, and that's probably not ideal, but it's also probably not unusual.
Yeah.
But to be down a quarter of the force,
it's concerning.
That's a big problem, because you not only are you possibly risking a little public safety, but we're also burning out the people who are here working. And so their likelihood of staying decreases. And so you can get into a very ugly situation quickly if we don't do something about it. And so we corrected those wages, and it appears to have had effect on our ability to hire police officers.
Good, good. Mayor Kelleher, moving on down the agenda here, a couple of public hearings based on storage units, and the council elected to make a bit of an altercation with this as well, going with a conditional use rather than industrial zoning.
That's correct. there's a developer who would like to build some nice-looking storage units out on the corner of, it'd be the southwest quadrant of Lakeview in front. And this is the same entity that owns the ones that are on Industrial and East Phillip,
mm-hmm.
and I believe Rodeo Road and Buffalo Bill. I mean, it's the
yep.
same company. So they were planning to build storage units of the same character with the same sort of landscaping, fencing, et cetera, highly secure area. And there was quite a bit of debate at the Planning Commission, as you know, as to what sort of zoning was the best way. And,
mm-hmm.
and industrial was requested, but there was some concern among the local citizens that if that was zoned industrial, if for whatever reason this development didn't work out in the end, that if that tract of land was zoned industrial, then something that we might not want right in the next to a neighborhood
mm-hmm.
would then come in. Now, to be fair and transparent, right across the street is zoned industrial. That's the railroad land.
Yep.
But it's the railroad. So they're probably not going to bring anything too crazy onto their property. So the concern there is limited. However, we were able to, Judy Clark in particular, we kind of put our heads together and said, what can we do to try to meet in the middle here for everyone? And she said, well, if we do a business district, B2, mm-hmm. with a conditional use permit, then that will allow the storage units of the right character, and they can be in that location. And we address not only the concerns of the developer and that they can continue with their project in a timely manner, but we also address the issues raised by the citizens.
And Mayor Kelleher had a concerned citizen last night that you allowed to speak, even though the item that she spoke on was not a public hearing, which is something that you well often do and our mayors in North Platte have traditionally done. But this individual was speaking in regards to the transitions that the city is looking at making in terms of alcohol sales. And I thought that this concerned citizen brought up some very good points, and I very much appreciate the way that she conducted herself from the podium.
Yes. She did a very nice job of presenting her thoughts, mm-hmm. and I think that I appreciate when people come and offer their opinions, because as we've discussed before, it's usually a pretty small number of people that reach out to you about an issue. So the letter I received from the local restaurateurs and a couple other owners of various stores across town, I mean, I think it encompassed probably 8 people in total.
Yeah.
You know, sort of requesting this change and random comments and conversations with people. Most people, I think, didn't consider that change in alcohol sales hours to be really a significant thing, a change in our community. But again, it's probably talking to a total of around 20 people.
Sure.
So it's hard to get a really good sense of how the whole community feels on issues like that when hardly anyone reaches out to you. And you sort of have to assume at some point that if hardly anyone says anything, then generally speaking, most people don't care. So it is nice when someone comes and offers their perspective.
Yep. Yep. And I appreciate how respectful she was at the council and the city last night as well.
Yes, me too.
Mayor Kelleher, a big item on the agenda and a big item being discussed in our community right now involves land that was involved with the 1980s land swap that you can remember just as well as anybody listening this morning, and the Doctor's Replat over near the Powell's Brewing and Indian Meadows Golf Course area.
That's correct. And the actions last night began the process of converting that land into the city of North Platte. So one of the motions last night was to annex the property, mm-hmm. and it passed. And one of the motions was to rezone it as a residential area. Mm-hmm. Now, just to be clear, neither of those actions affect the legal status of the property. They don't change anything, really.
Sure.
It's just being rezoned and it's being annexed. And mm-hmm. my theory is that if it's city-owned land, it ought to be part of the city. It doesn't really
Absolutely.
Make much sense that we have this chunk of property sitting outside the city limits and the city has never bothered to annex it. Mm-hmm. I didn't call anyone to understand why it was never annexed in the past, but there wasn't anything glaring. There was no glaring reason not to do it.
Yeah.
And so it's now the process of annexation has begun. It'll take a couple more readings to get it completed, but that's the process. So that's where we are. We didn't do anything around the sale or changing of the land. I had a conversation with the state of Nebraska last week, and while all the deeds on that land remain completely clear and unencumbered in any way, the state of Nebraska has an opinion that we can't use that land. It has to be designated as park, or there has to be a process of migrating the land or trading it or something like that. So,
okay. So
we're going to continue to research what that process looks like. And there's kind of a discussion, somewhat of a legal discussion going on around what really has to be done there. And so we'll conclude that over the next couple weeks and figure out a direction to head. My goal in all of this is simply to create housing in North Platte.
Sure.
It really has nothing to do with taking over parkland or anything like that.
It's our biggest issue in our community right now.
It has to do with creating housing, mm-hmm. because our wonderful economic activities that we celebrated yesterday in varying forms will come to a screeching halt if we don't have places to put people.
Exactly.
It will just be a nightmare for our city, and we'll end up with tent camps and all sorts of things that none of us want.
Yep.
And so we have to address that issue. And now do we have to have this piece of land out there to address that issue? No, we don't. There are other ways to solve this problem. But this particular piece of land, if you just look at where it is and how the city is growing, something is going to have to be done about it someday. And just to give you a sense of scale, that area out there is approximately 92 acres, give or take a little bit. Cody Park is about 96 acres, depending on how you measure it. So if you're going to convert the entire thing to a park, you're talking about a park that's roughly the size of Cody Park, slightly smaller. And obviously that wouldn't be free. So we have to consider really what the best options for the city are going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do we promote the interests of the citizens, which there are clearly some citizens who are interested in that being a park.
Sure.
And with good reason. I also think that there's some really nice things we could do out there around the Fremont Slough and continue that area as a park. And it's just going to be a continued discussion. I was in my typical problem-solving mode. I was trying to get to getting housing as quick as I could. And based on all the research we'd done on the deeds, we didn't believe we had any issues. But after a conversation with the state, we said, well, they didn't say we couldn't build housing here. They did say we should probably approach it a little differently. So we'll work on that.
Now, we do need to wrap up, Mayor Kelleher, but you'll keep us up to date on this situation and everything else. And if folks want to contact you directly, how can they do so, sir?
Go to the city website. There's an email there you can email to. You fill out a web form, or you're certainly welcome to call me down at City Hall and make an appointment, whatever works for you.
Awesome. Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the excitement yesterday, and a job well done to you and everybody that's been involved, sir.
Thank you very much. Hope you have a great day.